you want to do a regularly updating sing-along.
I was thinking about it.
That's your plan?
I think it'd be great. Once a week, we've got an art and story sing-along. Run the gamut from country western to scatting.
Scatting?
Barbershop quartet kind of stuff, so we can harmonize with each other.
I actually had to scat once in front of a big crowd of people.
That's embarrassing.
It's horrible.
The most embarrassing kind of singing ever, I think.
I thought the only reason it existed was because you just use it when you forget the lyrics of a song you're performing live.
I think it was used in jazz to, if you're trying to, like, tell somebody the measure you're trying to play.
Yeah.
Instead of, like, do-do-do-do-do, you actually, like, get more...
Oh.
Whatever in it. I don't know, it's late in the morning. I can't talk.
But yeah, I had to do that when I was 16 in front of a crowd of people. And man, oh man.
For
it was an audition for a musical that I wanted to be in. And I don't even know why I wanted to be in it. And then I had to sing. God.
Is this The Foreigner?
The Foreigner.
The Foreigner. What's that even about? Just The Foreigner? That didn't fit.
Oh, no, no, it wasn't The Foreigner. Revolution was the name of the play. It was written by a high school student.
Oh, good.
And he wrote all the music, and everybody thought he was a genius because he wrote one of the songs by letting his cat walk on the piano.
Wow.
That's how we came up with the refrain. And I didn't have any lead parts. I was just, like, in the background, dude. And, it was...
What was the one where I played a Klansman?
That was The Foreigner.
That was The Foreigner? Okay.
Yeah. But there was no singing in that.
That's something I definitely don't put on my resume very often. It's my best line, though. Get him!
The opening line of the play for me was, "Honey, what's wrong?" And then my girlfriend says, "I'm pregnant." And that I remember that struck me as very funny. But yeah. Anyway, singing. Sing-alongs.
Sing-along. Every week. Audio boo. Check out the art and story.
Every Friday night, this is what we've descended to, is that it's like, instead of going out and partying with people, we're just like pouring ourselves a highball. I'm like, hey, let's sing together into an iPhone.
Nothing wrong with that. Audioboo has absolutely fantastic audio quality for being just on the iPhone. They can get the rich timbre of my voice. So we're going to do lots of singing. Maybe twice a week.
All right. You know what? If you stick with it, I'll give it a try. I will try, but I prefer that we sing 80s cartoon theme songs. We got to do the Wheeled Warriors as a duet.
I don't know if that'll work without the music.
A cappella.
Yep, 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 yep. Mow, 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 mow.
Now we're gonna do Sha La La or Elvira.
Yeah, some Oakridge Boys.
Oakridge Boys.
Hello, Mary Lou. Goodbye.
See, I don't have any range.
Goodbye.
See, you can hit that. I can't.
Well, you can get the higher notes.
Ah!
See? Look at that. Look at the waveform on that thing.
All right, I'm done. We'll sing again next week.
Bye, Audioboo.
Oh, Jersey.
And Mark.
Bye.